Page 60. In some cases, they also acted as agents for European firms that purchased African peasant production. Such traders tended to live in the small urban centers, most likely to be endowed with medical facilities. In addition, they had the means to pay for care. Little comprehensive research exists on this class. But we hypothesize that petty traders, too, were healthier than the local populations among whom they lived. A third group of privileged Africans was made up of the urban, Western-educated class. Shortly after the conquest, the French established schools to educate a few Africans to serve the administration. With the end of conquest and pacification in the late 1920s, they expanded efforts to create a parallel class of Africans associated with the administration. In addition, the state had integrated Central Africans, often Yakoma from the river region, into the colonial military and police forces. Such groups often enjoyed privilege.